Welcome to the Spotlight with Sean Taylor.
Thanks, Fred. This is Sean, and I'm pleased to present the podcast version of the most recent live performance of The Spotlight with Sean Taylor. On May 1st, 2007, the spotlight shines on WizKids. First, Lamar McLean discusses his appearance on PBS's Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego? And then Michelle Dabrowski recounts her experience on Long Island public access game show AnswerWise. Afterward, our WizKid panel answers questions from the audience, from the sidekick, and even a cameraman.
The first guest we have was on Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego? And his name is Lamar McLean. Please welcome Lamar McLean.
Nice job.
Nice.
Should
I go around this way?
Or? Yeah, just go sit. Take
Shafiq's
chair.
I got some advice for you guys.
Yeah, what is that, Lamar?
About that weight.
The girl I asked out?
Yeah, just forget about it.
Yeah, forget about it. She's not super into me
right
away.
No, I did. Right? That's like hang on or hang up is how I do it.
That's kind of how
that should be the match your feet way, man. Either hang up or hang up, you know. You know what I mean.
Yeah, I hear you. And this guy's been on TV, so he speaks from a celebrity's perspective.
And as we all know, celebrities are always right about everything.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So. Well, I see some people in the audience that are probably thinking that, sure, I've heard of Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego, but that guy, there's no way he was on Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego.
He was, man.
But you're so tall.
Yeah.
And so big.
I don't even remember how, like, I was a tiny 11, 12-year-old. I was tiny, man.
You want to see just how tiny?
I really wonder if I've seen the... I saw a lot of the episodes of the show.
Everybody says that. Everybody says, like, when I... Like, I don't talk about it a lot now, but, like, during high school, I would mention it from time to time, and people would be like, oh, I totally saw you. I'm like, really?
Does that mean... How many episodes do you think they shot? I repeated them a lot.
Well, I looked up.
Yeah.
The episode like a couple years ago. And they definitely went, they had at least 200, 300 episodes at least.
Well, let's see the one that Lamar McLean is in. Do we have that in the booth, Sean? We know we have you.
Yes, we do.
Carmen Sandiego. He plays basketball, collects comics and basketball cards, and has traveled to Louisiana. Meet Cleveland McLean.
Students in Moroccan schools are taught two languages. What are they? English and Spanish, French and Arabic, or rap and pig Latin? Renee.
Rap and pig Latin?
Sorry, that's not the answer we're looking for, Cleaver.
French and Arabic.
Is right. Nice job. 5 for you. Takes you up to 75 crime bucks as well. How much did you risk?
I risked 30 crime bucks.
30 crime bucks. That means if you're right, you and Renee will be tied, and both of you will be going on to the next round. What'd you say, Cleaver?
I chose New Jersey.
Nice job, Cleaver. Whoa. Asia, put it there, pal. What a great ending to a great game. This is great stuff. Renee, go ahead.
Great Egg Harbor.
Great Egg Harbor.
Boo, 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 boo.
Go ahead, Renee.
Cowtown Rodeo.
Cowtown Rodeo.
The Warrant.
Whoa, buddy, you get the loot and the warrant. Just need one more. Go ahead.
Pine Barrens.
Pine Barrens. No, not there, but we found two of them. We turn all three back around. Cleaver, your turn.
Great Egg Harbor.
Great Egg Harbor.
Pilker Poison Puffer.
Go ahead, Cleaver.
Cowtown Rodeo.
Cowtown Rodeo.
The Warrens.
Your turn, Cleaver. Do it, buddy.
Cape May.
Cape May. Anything? Yeah!
You're
buddy. Nice job. You know what to do, right? There's a chain right over there. Put him in jail. Go do it, buddy. Hold on, that chain.
E-Y. In jail.
Nice job, Cleaver.
My numbers have been amazing. What was that pink ball going to prison?
That was, I think it was Nimoy, and it stole a bunch of fish. That was the episode they stole the poison fugu of Japan. It's a delicacy out there, apparently. Yeah. It's all coming back to me now.
How much of it do you remember?
It's very poisonous, but when you cook it right, it's excellent.
So the creature was, what was it, a flying pink ball or something?
I think it was an alien. I think Nimoy was from outer space.
So those bars wouldn't hold him for long.
No.
He'd be out like tomorrow.
That's all right when you got Cleaver on the case.
I'll touch him again. I don't care.
So, Lamar.
okay. All right.
so popular that you had to change your name.
because I had to change schools. It was a whole thing. No, but honestly though, like I didn't get a lot of the hype that you get like after you do that show, because it was during the school year.
Yeah.
So you do it, and then like what would happen is you go back to school, and it's in the springtime, so everybody's like having a good time, and you go back, and it's like, oh, you did that thing, and it was fantastic. But I moved like 2 days after. I was living with my aunt at the time in the Bronx, and I went back afterwards. It was late spring. I went back to school for the 2 days of citywide testing. Took the tests. There was no talking, so no one could say anything to me. And then I moved. And then I was like, and that was it.
You know, all
I left
kids,
the borough.
The kids were like, as soon as this test is over and I can talk, I'm gonna go and get that guy's autograph.
That was it, man. And I was only in school for 6 months too. Like I came in, and it's like I was that kid, like got in and got out, got a prize and left. You know? That's how it was, man.
So was that the first time you were ever on TV?
No, it wasn't. No, I was living in Virginia, which was like a year before that, and I visited the local television station in Virginia, where I was living at the time, and I was in the smart kids class.
Apparently.
And we got to do all the cool stuff, because we also read the newspaper as a whole thing, and we got to go to the news station, and we got to do one of those things, like one of those early morning pickups, where you go like, what's up from Natural Bridge Elementary? And it's like me and my class. And so that was the first time I was on television, I think.
So were there a lot of times in between then and Carmen Sandiego, or is this the second time?
I think that was the second time. I think it was.
Pretty impressive. What do you think? We did a little bit of acapella before. Rockapella. Rockapella cool?
Great bunch of guys. Seriously. I think it was such a small production that sometimes they had those guys doing other stuff than sing. Like they had, like the tall guy like who sang bass was really like he was a PA. Like he really was. Like he would come around to the green room and ask, he's the one who asked us where we wanted to go in the continental United States. To keep us honest, so that when we wrote it down it was the same thing that we said it was gonna be. So
he'd be the guy who would buy the 9 volts.
Yeah, he would be that guy. The guy with the weird hair, probably, I don't know, filled the audience or something. He probably handed out flyers outside. Because they shot this whole in Astoria.
Oh, that's really?
Yeah. I live there.
They shot this whole thing in Astoria, Queens.
Oh my god, who's in California before? Someone lied to me. Dangerous lie.
Well, maybe it was just one of the locations where Carmen Sandiego was.
Well,
she's
a wily one.
And her last name is Sandiego.
True. She was never there.
You know what? You only captured, or you put Nimoy in prison in that clip.
Yeah.
From there, the game's not over.
No, it's not. There's...
I mean, where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? She's the main culprit, right?
Yeah.
She's number one.
She's the one. You know, like after you get past the human element of the other kids, the other gumshoes, if you will, there's that cartoon lady that you have to find. A little bit harder, but...
And the only way to do that is to go to the map. And we have Cleaver McLean going to the map. Let's watch Cleaver McLean go to the map of Africa, the toughest continent in the world.
No.
Let's go to the map!
Feel good!
All right, man, you know what to do? Carmen with it. Johannesburg, South Africa. South Africa. Let's go, buddy. Let's do it. Yes, yes. Atar Mauritania, Mauritania. Do it, Mauritania. You know it, you know it. Yeah. Pong Cote d'Ivoire. You know it, buddy. Let's do it. Yeah. Barcelona, Tanzania. You're on a roll, buddy. Tanzania. Come on. Antananarivo, Madagascar. Do it, buddy. Do it. Yeah, come on. Corrado, Somalia. You got it. Canada. Angola, Luanda. Do it. Mozambique, bye-bye, Mozambique. Mozambique, come on, man. Yes. All over myself, how do you feel?
dying.
Well, he meets you. You've been doing some great stuff for us today. There's one more thing I want you to do. You know what it is?
Do it, Rockefeller!
Sneaks around the world, from the to Carolinas, sticking finger filter from Berlin down to Belize, taking for a ride on the globe of China. Tell me, where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
I didn't know any of those kids. Oh man.
Oh, so it's amazing how easy she was to capture once you planted all those blinking lights on the she just, I guess,
it's like kryptonite, man. It's like a cage.
I mean, but Matt, I think you would agree. He was running the whole time and barely finished with 1 second left.
Yeah.
That was a big place.
Yeah. I think it was, it's clearly imbalanced. Like, if you got North America or South America or whatever, it's such an easier time than Africa.
With the United States. With the United States again. It's Canada, like the United States.
Western United States.
So you mentioned at the end that you were pretty tired. Do you remember having been, when that finished?
Yeah, I was winded. And I was thinking the whole time I'm sitting there, and I'm like, how do these kids, everybody gets asked how they feel. I'm wondering, like, how can they respond with their wind the way that everybody's like, oh, I feel great, or like, I'm okay, I lost. Like, I was tired, because I think I sprinted out, like, with Greg Lee, like, before the thing even started, because they told us to run out as fast as you can.
Yeah.
And so I did, and it was like 9 a.m. They shoot this whole thing in 2 different days. That's a secret that they don't tell people. Like, and you don't know which continent you get until, like, that morning.
Do you have to study it at all?
You just got to cram on all of them and hope for the best.
Yeah.
I still, when they said those names of those countries, I knew a couple, but that, Madagascar, that's a safe one. I'm not even really on after.
Yeah. Like, I couldn't do that now. I couldn't. It's gone.
Speaking of which, you know how they have, like, outlines of geographic areas?
Uh-oh.
Well, I created some myself, which I sort of found out over time, and it's okay if you don't get these, but there's things that I didn't even know about, and I'm not that good of a drawer, so it's hard. I just want to know if you can name the state based on the outline. So I guess there's the outline.
Is that right side up?
Yeah.
Is that your hand, that, John?
That's his hand.
That's your hand.
It is, but there's a star there.
Oh, that looks kind of like Michigan.
That's exactly right.
Is it?
Michigan.
Yeah. Well, one part of it is. Then there's another part.
See?
Across the thing.
Let me see.
There's another piece of land.
I am a doubter.
He's right. So, Michigan. If you look, it looks like the hand. All right, let me zoom in. There we go.
I can't believe I got that, man.
You got it. Oh, that's not it at all. Trust me, these look somewhat similar, and that's why when you meet them, they'll tell you where they are. If they're from Michigan, they do this to you, and it's like, everyone waves hi in Michigan, and it turns out, no, that's how they say where they are in Michigan. Well, one for one, Cleaver.
It's poor Dave, don't learn something new, right?
So, there's another state where I've had a similar.
Keep it hidden so I don't see the real answers.
Okay. Here's the next one.
Is that right side up?
That is right side up.
Oh,
I know that one.
I think I got this. I think I know.
It looks a little bit like Texas, but.
It does.
Do you concur?
But I'm gonna go.
That's all the show a lot.
You want to say something else?
What would be the capital if that were Texas?
Austin?
Way to go, Matt!
Oh, it is? That's Texas? Really?
It's not...
Alright, fine. Okay.
It's a little bit less than Michigan.
One for two is not so bad.
I do have a tiebreaker, which I've never heard anyone say. But it's like, oh, I'm from this state, but...
I'm from here.
That looks like the whole country.
It's like
looks Florida.
Yes. Wait, Matt, you know, if you were a guest on the show,
you should put the suit on.
That is correct. It is Florida, and I think you'll be happy to know that I used my hand to do that outline instead of anything else I might have used. Anyway, good job though. We got one out of, between the three of us.
We got them all.
We got them all.
That's right. Man.
So, did your experience, do you think, in this on Where the World's Carmen Sandiego propel you into the entertainment industry? Because I know you had a show yesterday, right?
Yeah, I had a show yesterday. It was a sketch show. It was very funny. Very funny.
I'll bet it was. I was doing the clips. I wanted to see it.
It's called Can't Let Go, by the way, just so you guys know. I don't know when it's playing again, but I don't know, man. Like, I have no idea. Like, there was never a point where I was like, I could get used to this. Because I haven't, like, being on television hasn't been something, like, I've been doing live stuff. Mm-hmm. Since then, for the most part, I'm the youngest of six, mm-hmm. five or six, give or take, by a long way. So I don't know. I guess I've always wanted to have attention. You know, I was the king of hearts once. For I sold all this candy.
Yeah.
One time, and they put me on stage and made me have this crown on and everything. Oh, that was Head Start, man. That was so fun. Oh, man. And I did a bunch of plays. Like, in kindergarten, I was the narrator for Chicken Little. Because I could read the best out of anyone in the class. And everybody was watching, like, that kid is awesome. He's reading everything. Oh, yeah. So I've been performing or doing something on stage for, like, before that, you know. Mm-hmm.
I just, you know, you wonder, because you were successful.
Yeah.
It wasn't like you were just on the show. Like,
right.
These are pretty high stakes. When people are on TV, it's high stakes both ways. If you are,
yeah.
you know, terrible, then everyone knows it.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, maybe, if I had lost, I may have gone away from the spotlight forever. I might have just walked away and, like, kept doing maps. And just kept trying to prove myself with the world of maps forever, and like geography and everything. But like, I wasn't even excited or like charged when I called my mom and told her.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember calling her and she's like, "Hey," she's like, you know, really, you know, anticipating what happened. I'm like, "One," you know.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, "Oh, I'm going crazy." And she's like, "Aren't you excited?" I'm like, "Yeah, but like, that's what I'm supposed to do." Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you study all this time, you work hard, and then you win. That's what you do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
Superman doesn't call Ma Kent every week and say, you know, I saved the world.
Well,
again. Yeah.
She'd see it in the paper, probably.
Yeah, right.
Did you get at least a little bit of fulfillment knowing that Carmen Sandiego was behind bars?
Yeah.
You want to know where my fulfillment came?
What?
I was in Asia's class, the third place, or the second place.
Yeah.
I was in her class, man. And she was like, she was pretty geeky, you know. She was a nerdy type.
Yeah.
Like, she did well, and she got good grades too, like I did. But I was cool. You know what I mean? Like, I was cool with all the kids. I was funny. I told jokes, and my fashion game was just fresh to death. You know, I was just good to go.
Yeah.
But she was a brown noser. And nobody liked her, and she thought she was smarter than everybody. So at the end of that, I was just like, eat it.
And then Renee beat her, and Renee thought rap music.
And Big Laugh were. I think he just wanted to say that. I think he just wanted to say it on television, because there was a question that I answered that I knew was wrong. But I just wanted to say Grand Poobah on television. So, like, he probably had that going, that kind of thing going for him.
Our second guest was Michelle Dabrowski from Long Island Quiz Show, AnswerWise.
I moved my world over, yes.
So I was thinking about the facial hair thing backstage.
Yeah, what do you think?
I'm actually a big fan of the stubble.
Hey!
You're
not my favorite stubble. Guest! Including, you want to be a sidekick?
Thanks.
You just had to like the stubble.
So, I'm liking the stubble, but I don't look nearly as good in a suit.
No. Oh, I bet you do.
I don't know.
You're saying.
It's entirely possible.
Well, you were on TV, just like the fellow to your right. Do you want to see you on TV?
Sure.
It's been a little while, right?
You'll notice from the film that I'm very, very old. This is 1985, and it looks so dated. So, one's like worse than the next. I actually sat down and watched this for the first time in like 20 years the other day. It's just bored. I don't think I look all that different, except my hair got smaller.
Well, let's let the YouTubers be the judge.
Today, these students from Bethpage High School, Robert Sanfilippo, Michelle Dabrowski, and Joe Ryan will compete against Wantagh High School on AnswerWise. Friction between the United States and Russia goes back longer than many people realize. What famous statement of foreign policy was prompted in part by the Russians establishing a settlement on the California coast in 1812? Okay, Michelle?
The Monroe Doctrine?
The Monroe Doctrine it is for 10 points. All right, Michelle?
Crete.
Crete, yes. Crete, Michelle says. Is this the right answer? Yes, it is for 10 points. Michelle?
Present at birth.
Present at birth, that's right, for 10 points, Bethpage. Michelle?
Two.
It is two.
Brahms. Ireland?
Ireland.
Margaret Mead.
Aborigines. Michelle?
A soft answer. Jersey and Guernsey?
That's right. All right, Michelle. Okay. Here. Congratulations to you, Beth Page. You have won, and you will be back. And I really have enjoyed today's game. I hope you have.
Your team won.
Wow.
We won.
Now, how many of those questions did you answer out of all of them?
Most of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was the captain of the team.
Yes.
And I just used some creative editing. I mean, well, if we had the time, I would have put the whole 30-minute episode on, but it,
you hit the highlights.
Yeah. That's a good part.
You didn't get any of them wrong.
Maybe she missed one.
I did. I remember, like, I got the first or second question. This was about the third round, actually, because we'd done a few rounds off camera, and unlike your show, they did all of ours in one day. They just kept, you know, bringing people in and switching them up. And
are you guys, I'm sure maybe some other people might pick up on this, are you guys in hot tubs when you answer these?
Oh, don't I wish. The guy sitting to my left with the blonde streaks,
yeah.
He was like my best friend since kindergarten, and
oh.
The other guy sitting next to me was like the new kid.
Mm-hmm.
So,
did you, so speaking of Robert and Joe, have you stayed in touch with either or both of them?
I have not actually stayed in touch with them, but now I sort of have incentive to go try to dig them up, you know? To let them know that I've rediscovered the fame of my youth.
Were you, come on, this is a really close quarters, right? I mean, you're working with them a lot in order to win, in order to represent Bethpage. Did any romances bloom?
Oh, you know, I thought I sensed the light in Joe Ryan's eyes. But, Joe, if you're out there, I'm single again. You're a smart guy.
So, what was interesting about this is right afterward, they said, congratulations, you won. I had a good time, I hope you guys did too. And everybody
was close. Yeah, it was the prize.
There were like still shots of the prizes. I think the ultimate prize, which we did not win, was a trip to Washington, D.C. and a set of the World Book Encyclopedias. And then I promised us free t-shirts. And is it okay if I mention that we didn't ultimately win?
Sure, what is AnswerWise?
AnswerWise, apparently it's back. My brother still lives on Long Island, and he found it recently. Back on the air, and it was like one of these like high school quiz shows that I think all local high schools had on their local public television sponsored. Are you from Long Island?
I live in Valley Stream right now.
Yeah, it was sponsored by the Dairy Barn.
Okay.
Yeah. No one outside of Long Island understands the concept of the Dairy Barn. I don't think it's a drive-up convenience store where you could buy beer and cigarettes and milk and popos and stuff. So
you show up, you drive through, and you get beer.
Yes.
And you drive on.
Yes.
Yep.
And bring it right to the refrigerator.
Yes,
naturally.
And to drink later.
Yes, and they were our sponsors. I love Long Island. So yeah, it was one of these. I know that, you know, I had a couple of friends in college, because we went to a very nerdy college, that were also on their local high school quiz show, so mm-hmm. it's sort of a bonding thing. There's like, you know, variations in like Maryland and Virginia, and you know, ours were just, I mean, the production values were horrible. That was half of the studio, the other half was like News 12 Long Island or something. I think it was like the dawn of cable.
Yeah.
It was the dawn of cable, and like the other half was like, you know, the local cable show, and mm-hmm. this was, I was like, well, this is really tiny, and there's the local news, and there's us. And the studios were just really, it was like, it would fit inside here. And
did you have a lot of school pride?
I did have a lot of school pride, and I tried to get in a little sarcastic rejoinder, because we had basically destroyed our ball field by deciding to put a bonfire in a dumpster for our pep rally. I didn't go to a terribly academic school, so. Yeah, I was sort of like a well-liked geek, you know, everyone thought it was awesome that I was on TV.
Yeah,
you were great, yeah, it was cool, it's like, that was the one they didn't want to smack, you know?
Yeah.
And,
was this the first time you were on TV?
Actually, no. Believe it or not. I had, like, weird little TV experiences before. I was on, like, even more obscure public television. I was on Polish public television when I was a kid. They filmed a Christmas party at the Polish embassy, and there's, like, a bunch of little girls in ribbons, and they're playing with little dolls. I had ribbons, I know, it's super weird. I'm not really a ribbon kid, but
well, I do. I did know that you gave me two episodes.
Yes.
And so you guys won, and then you advanced, and then in the second episode, what's the name of the host?
Jim Reed.
Jim Reed. Well, Jim Reed asks Michelle Dabrowski, the captain of the Beth Page AnswerWise team, a question. So let's see how well Michelle Dabrowski answers that question.
Let's start with Michelle Dabrowski. Michelle, captain for Bethpage, where is Bethpage High School located? Bethpage, obviously, but tell a little about the area.
Where is Bethpage? Well, it's the western end of Suffolk. It's fairly close to you know, the Suffolk County border. We're not too far from the studio.
Okay. Now, I am going to give you 30 seconds from the time I say go to sell Bethpage High School. Go.
Okay, well, we're a very school-spirited school. Our, you know, bonfires and pep rallies are really something. And we're a small school. We get along very well. We have very good relations with the faculty and between the faculty and students.
Okay. Bethpage is sold. You did it in 15 seconds.
We're concise.
Very concise.
Job. Use the vocab word right there at the
end. Yeah. I thought I was going to get in trouble from even mentioning it, because people didn't really get hurt when the bonfire blew up, but it was a little scary, you know. They didn't want to ruin the baseball field, so they piled all the wood and the gasoline in a dumpster and threw some matches, and the cheerleaders were all cheering, and the football players were all running around it, and the thing just exploded. So I figured I'm just going to be all badass and get that in on public television. I'm going to get my butt kicked. I'm going to get so much trouble, and nobody...
Is Bethpage High School still around?
It is still around.
So Bethpage High Schoolers, if you're out there, you hear the pranks that they pull, you do your part.
That's right.
Make a bigger explosion.
Yeah, jump that school spirit.
We do condone that on the spotlight.
Oh, yeah. Blowing things up is awesome.
So when you, so did the threat of being on TV, when you knew this was going to be, AnswerWise was going to be televised, did that encourage you to take part, or did it discourage?
I was actually pretty excited. You know, I had done like the school play thing off and on. I was in the school band. I liked performing, but I wasn't like a real performance type. I thought it'd be cool. I was like, I'm on TV. This is awesome. So I think I took it a little too seriously. People I'd show this to, so I looked all really intense. I really haven't changed. But I had a good time doing it. I had a good time winning. I was very competitive even back then.
You guys are now the Whiz Kid panel.
Nice.
And Ashfiq, awesome. You know what? You did pretty well on those trivia questions earlier.
I knew myself pretty well.
So I feel like if there's any questions for the panel out in the audience, now would be a good time to ask. Because here are your Whiz Kids. And if there's any questions, and they could be even trivia questions too. If you have a good trivia question, let it rip. Go ahead.
So I know Michelle a little bit, but I know you're an attorney. I know Sean asked you if this experience that helped you in your pursuit of, you know, artistic career. Did this in any way influence your, say, choice of college or your choice of career in the end?
So the question was, because so the mics can pick it up, is did your experience not only influence your future in, I guess, the arts or in front of the camera, but also some like college decisions or becoming an attorney.
That's really funny because this was also the same year that my friends recruited me to be on the law team. There was this competitive mock trial team.
Really?
Yeah, and they said, well, we know the law, but we're scared to get up there. You've got a big mouth, come join us. I said, okay. So they basically put me on the bus. We figured we'd go in and lose the first round. They taught me how to object and what the rules were. And I never considered law at that point. This is a long time. This is a long time, about 10 careers ago. And they basically briefed me on the bus. It's like, okay, you know, we're going out to Northport. We'll, you know, this is a great ice cream place. We'll lose a round, go out for ice cream, come back and hang out. And we ended up making it to the quarterfinals just because I just got up there and just started winging it. I just started ripping because I really didn't have anything to lose and I didn't know any better, you know? Uh-huh. And it actually made it pretty humorous. I mean, we had all these hypothetical cases, you know, this broken mattress case, and I remember asking, sir, were you doing anything unusual on the mattress at the time that the springs popped out? And, like, you know, that went up pretty well. We were winning, like, 3 or 4 cases, and we lost to the host school, which is pretty impressive, and I did get that ice cream. When I was doing a lot of trial work, after I graduated law school, while I was in law school, because I went to school and worked during the day.
What state did you go to school, law school in?
I went to law school in New York. And I went to college. But that's not where I went to college.
Yeah. I thought, didn't you go to Michigan?
No, but Michigan's a lovely state.
Fine.
I went on vacation in Florida once.
Florida?
Florida. It looks like this. I'm kind of from there.
Yeah, it does.
Man. My card's all wrong. It says you went to Michigan, I guess. Throw that one out, right? Sorry, I took you off track.
When I was doing a lot of active trial work, I didn't do comedy at all because it was basically just like being on stage. You know, I had to just wing it a lot of times and do dramatic things. I mean, I learned a few objections from Law & Order. They do good work on Law & Order.
Uh-huh.
And there were a few times where I actually got up and did the old school Michael Moriarty. Your Honor, the witness is not on trial here. And sometimes the shit works, and sometimes I'm just not impressed. Oh, can I say that on TV? I'm sorry.
You can say impressed.
Thank you. That's a common word, I know. So it was a little bit of a trade-off, and now that I don't do a lot of trial work, I do more performing. Mm-hmm. So it's sort of the balance, but yeah, I used to be in court every single day.
All right. Well, are there any other questions? Maybe trivia questions?
Yeah. This is for Cleaver. Where in the continental U.S. did you go on your trip?
Where in the continental U.S. did you go on your trip, Cleaver?
I went to Florida because I had never been anywhere. I went to Orlando, spent, like, my sister and I went, like, it was for two.
Orlando, that's right here.
Yeah, right in the middle. like, it was a trip for two, and so I went with my closest sister, and my other sister and my brother-in-law came along. And that was a really fun time, because, like I said, I hadn't ever left, well, other than Virginia and Louisiana, I hadn't been anywhere. Especially like for an actual like proper vacation where you went and like did parks and everything, so that was a lot of fun, man. Like and but the first couple days were kind of bad because I lost my luggage.
Aww.
And
it was Carmen.
Yeah. and like no one else, like everybody else had their luggage, so I was just walking around with a jackass in my same clothes. Just like changing everything. The cool thing though about being 12 and having your luggage lost is that you don't have to go get it. So a grown up will go get it for you, and it'll be in your room later on.
Nice.
That's great, right?
Now, what do they pay for? Do they pay for like your food, entertainment?
That's
what you do.
Actually, they paid for like the hotel was paid for, and I guess that I'm pretty sure they had some kind of meal deal. At the hotel. Maybe not.
You only get like a lot of cash and like spend.
Actually, you know what? I did. But I think I think I got $500 spending. I think that's what I got.
500?
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's $1 million to a kid.
But like
$500?
But I didn't like have it in a pouch or anything. Like someone else had it. Someone else had the money. Which was fine. But they're like I think there may have been some Disney tickets involved, but I don't think so. I think my sister and my brother-in-law actually just did a whole bunch of timeshare visits. And when you do those, you get a lot of free, like, complimentary fun park tickets, like Universal and all that stuff. So it worked out, you know. It was fun, man. I was in a different school. Like, I was in seventh grade when I did the trip. I just let it go, just let it run. And then I took off for a few days. I was like, yeah, I was on this show last year, and like I won a prize, so I gotta go do that. But they were like, oh, that's great. Like, they didn't know before then, so so then I became cool for that for like a couple weeks. But in middle school in Brooklyn is different. Everybody's a little tougher.
Yeah.
They don't care about that stuff anymore.
Carmen San Diego gives you about 2 months.
Yeah. I had to lie and tell them I was 11. When I did it, so that I wouldn't, like, because if you're 12 and you're doing that stuff, you get pumped real hard. So I have to lie. I think I may have even said I was 10 once, just because you never know, man. It was rough in that school.
What you gotta do is mention you got the sweet conversation you go money.
Yeah, that's the last thing I hear. I tell them anything. So got it. Tough deal.
So I guess we have time for one more question. If anyone has any more questions. What's the capital of Michigan?
Oh, that's Lansing, right? Yeah.
I guess we have more time for more trivia questions. I used to watch Jeopardy every day, and I know because my mom just asked that question, right? We used to watch Jeopardy every day when most families ate dinner and talked. We watched Jeopardy.
Did you not have dinner? In lieu of dinner, did you have
dinner? We had food, didn't we?
Did you have dinner in front of the TV?
Yeah, you had to eat it quickly, though, because you didn't want to, like, not get an answer, because...
You made your own commercials? Well, did you guys compete against each other on Jeopardy?
Pretty much, yeah. One more question.
What's the capital of Mauritania?
Oh, wow.
The capital of...
I don't think I ever knew that. I don't think I ever knew the capital of Mauritania. I don't think I did.
Trick question, there is no Mauritania.
Wow.
I feel like you use that all the time.
Where is Mauritania? Oh. Oh, okay. Well then.
You know, it was the big one. It was the big one in the southeast.
Really?
I found it. It was in
yeah.
the
yeah.
It was like the first one. Oh, it was one of the ones that gave you?
Yeah.
I've already forgotten everything but Madagascar.
There was a point, like during high school, where I realized that they had added a country to the continent. Not added one, like put more land on, but like the names were changing.
Yeah.
Like Eritrea showed up one year.
That's right.
And then I was like, well, I don't know about this. And then the war started happening, and then Zaire went, and I was like, I'm done. That's it. I can't trust maps anymore. I don't know you anymore. That was it.
That's when you thought you could rely on something.
Yeah, well. You know.
Yeah. It's just math, right, guys? Math. It's pretty reliable.
I like math.
Oh, I got a question from Michelle.
Okay.
Was there any point where you felt like you had peaked at answer-wise? Like way into your 20s. Like, everybody has that point during their 20s when, like, things aren't going so well.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, man, answer-wise was it. Was it.
Yeah, 25 was a real letdown.
Yeah.
Between schools, I was working 60 hours a week, and I was just like, man, a quarter of a century, and what have I done?
Answer-wise.
Well, with that, I appreciate you guys coming. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
Lamar McLean.
Oh, that was good, huh?
Thank you very much.
Oh, man, thank you.
Have a good night, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Spotlight with Sean Taylor podcast. If you have been on TV and want to be a guest, please visit our website at thespotlightwithseantaylor.com and follow the Be Our Guest link on the left side. If you want to be in the audience at the next show, sign our mailing list, also available at the website.